hold it on.
Yeah, please experience the apple and then describe your experience to me. I don't know the meaning of the word apple. Okay. So I want you to, based on your experience, what an apple is. So in our breathing practice, we looked at breath through experience, again, right? The movement, the experience of movement. Everybody experienced the movement? Very obvious. We call that experience the air element. You can call it X, you can call it zombie or whatever you like. It's just a label. The key is that experience of movement. So let's call it air element. And we are using the word air because that characteristic of movement is very obvious in the air that we experience, right? Air is always moving. And so we are using that specific term because of that. And then we experience the coolness and the warmth. Everybody experienced that in the breath. Mm-hmm. Let's call that experience, quote unquote, the fire element. Just the experience of temperature, heat and cold, just a label, fire element. And we are using that label because the fire that we see, you know, has the same characteristics. So we are being smart just to use that, in using that term. And then we also experience the continuity of the breath from mind moment to mind moment, right? If your awareness was sharp enough, it's that flow, right? It's that cohesivity, connectedness from mind moment to mind moment. That cohesivity, that connectedness, that flowness, experience of that, we are using the term water element because we actually see those characteristics very obvious in the water that we see and experience. And then hardness and softness, right? You can actually feel the silkiness in the breath after a long breathing practice. It's very soft, right? That experience of softness. Or when you came in and just started doing your yoga postures, you must have experienced some hardness in the breath. So that experience of hardness and softness, we label earth element experience. Why earth element? Again, because the earth that we see, you know, is hard. It has those characteristics of hardness and softness, rigidity and things like that. So breath is just a term used to denote the experience of the bundle of these four elements. Would you agree with that? We're just using a term to identify a particular experience. That's all we're really in effect doing. Breath is just a term. It's not something that has intrinsic nature to it. It doesn't exist. Breath doesn't really exist. What exists is earth, water, fire elements, air elements. In the sense that breath is just a label given to these experiences. So, apple doesn't exist. What exists? Basically, what really exists, what really has the inherent quality of existence is the experience of it. Right? So just tell me your experiences of this apple. Somebody said taste, that's great.
Earth, like the hardness.
Good, hardness, right? you can actually experience this, whatever this may be. I'm an alien, I don't know English, you know, I don't know what this thing is. So I try to find out what this is, right? Okay, so I touch this, it's hard. Okay, I call it earth element. What else?
Cool.
It's cool, yeah, it has some experience of coolness, yeah.
And the skin is waxy, almost.
Mm-hmm.
A firm consistency to it.
Okay, very good. So,
juicy.
So let's call that experience water element. It's flow, it's fluid. There's some that fluidity to it. So we got earth element, water element, and then you said warmth, and you can feel it, right? So I'm an alien. I don't know what this thing is. I don't know English. I'm just trying to understand this thing. Okay, so hardness, warmth, watery. What else?
It's sweet.
Taste, yeah. So, okay, so we got taste. What else? We have four experiences of this thing. Hmm?
Yeah.
It's fire also, because sunshine. It's cold, but when it goes inside, you feel the warmth.
Right, she said warmth, right?
Oh, okay.
So fire element is, yeah. So far we have four experiences, four characteristics. And then, you said air? Actually, the characteristic of air is distension, you know, and pressure. You can actually experience the distension of any object in existence, you know. This, whatever this mass, weight is, it is distended, right? And then it has certain degree of pressure to it, certain degree of distension to it. And that is a characteristic of air element. And, you know, in terms of experience, because you can experience the distension, the pressure. Earth, water, fire, air, and taste. What else? Somebody said color or form? But form and color, right? It has certain form. You can, right? You can see the... It's an experience, right? A visual experience. So form or color.
Whatever. Smell.
And smell. Smell too.
And talk.
Sorry?
Talks
too. Great. There's one more experience related to this, which is kind of obvious, you know. Yeah, actually the nutrition of it. We are actually experiencing its foodiness. It's nutritious matter. It's called nutriment.
And the feelings.
Right. Well, using the feeling, we are coming up with these description of the... Right? You feel the taste, you feel... You're feeling the object, and then you are describing its experience. Anything else?
Enjoyment. Enjoy it.
Right. Mm-hmm. There are many other attributes, indirect experiences, that arise from these eight basic experiences, actually. There are really eight fundamental experiences that collectively you are just giving a label, apple. You see what I'm saying? Apple is just a term, a label. Any experiential understanding is the understanding at the level of consciousness. And so we're going there, trying to understand this matter, you know. And it seems these four, these eight, four essential elements, hardness of earth, water, fire, air, and then taste, nutrition, form, color, smell, and collectively we say, this is apple. So what?
Well, it depends who you are. Like, for instance, a chemist will look at it and say,
right,
it's made up of certain molecules.
Yeah, carbon, hydrogen.
Yeah.
Electrons, protons, right. all those different levels of perception, they are all valid, but the ultimate, the perception or the ultimate description beyond which you cannot go further. Can you go further than the experiential description of this? You can't. See what I'm saying? You cannot experience the electron, proton or pectin the way you experience this hardness. See, you are actually experiencing it. Yeah. So, now look at yourself. Describe me who you are. Your body. Then we'll go on to mind and later on, but this body, what is this body made of at the level of experience? There you go. Hardness, softness. So just start experiencing your body and tell me what you experience it as. Okay, so hardness, softness, yeah?
Matter.
Sorry?
Matter.
Yeah, this matter, we're trying to describe what it is. Just like this matter, we described using the experience as the bundle of eight elements. So likewise, this matter, which you label body, your body, what is it made of? So you said, and I say, I'm telling you to describe it not based on biology or physics or chemistry, but experience. So she's experienced her body, hardness, softness. You know, you also experience its rigidity, its mass, actually weight, you know. And
strength.
So, sorry?
Strength.
Strength, yeah.
Movement,
okay.
Pain.
So, right?
Pain.
Pain, yeah. Pain.
Touch.
Yeah.
Smell.
Light.
Color.
Form, shape.
Yeah.
Right?
Inner sound.
Sure, we'll get there. So, pretty much same. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the same. Earth, water, fire, air. We said movement, air. You know, you experience the breath, the pumping of the heart, the movement of the belly, your eyelids, all movements. You know, that experience is, we are labeling air element. We talked about hardness, softness, rigidity, fire element, you know, body temperature. That is experiential, right? Pain. So, this is made of eight elements. Now let's look around. Whole earth. Let's look at the whole earth. You actually see it's made of earth, water, yeah, fire. Earth has fire in the core and are surrounding it, the sunlight. Air. We all experience the wind. You know. In fact, that's all there is. If you really look at it closely, you will see that only. The whole earth. We look at it as an object when we look at it separating us from the object, like a scientist would do, then we see it as an object, Earth, the planet. But when we look at it as an experiencer, not just an observer, as an experiencer, then you look at it as earth, water, fire, element. Why science is at a dead end? Because they are not able to combine the observer with the object of observation. You see? Although the quantum mechanics is telling them that you cannot separate the observer from the object. Right? And that's where we have the roadblock to our further advancement in science. Here, the object, the observer, is one with the object, right? Because the object is being described through experience, right? So you look at this whole planet Earth, you actually really see it as a bundle of these four great essentials, Earth, water, fire.
You know? So beautiful that nativism here,
mm-hmm.
you know, the non-separation of Earth from self and everything
exactly.
that encompasses.
That's the whole point here.
And that's the reason they say that science has not gone beyond what they intuitively, spiritually know.
Right.
To be true.
Got it. The science is making progress because now they know experimentally, not experientially, but experimentally they at least know that the observer cannot be separated from the observation, you know. And so, looking at the earth, realizing it's made of the same stuff that this is made of, that I am made of, you know, what happens to your perception of separation? There's no separation. In fact, to the extent you establish yourself in this perception, to that extent you will feel one with the material world. You will feel one with the earth. In fact, you will feel as if this is an extension of Mother Earth. This body that you call mind is actually simply an extension of the Mother Earth. In fact, if you continue with your purification, you will realize that this world surrounding us is our extended body. Everything is made up of the same stuff. The delusion won't stand a chance.
One question. Mm-hmm. You can continue if you want. What I'm saying is the observer can experience, though. Isn't the observer superior to the apple?
Mm-hmm.
Apple can't experience.
Right.
But the observer is experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit higher in evolution, or?
Sure. That's a great question. And we are going to get to that. Although the observer and the object are one, although that matter and this matter is essentially the same, there is still distinctness. You know? Like this cannot experience by itself. This doesn't have the life that we do. Okay? And so we'll talk about that. What's the difference between apple and this body? Although it's made up of the same stuff, you know? So there are elements in us that are more than the elements of the apple. So apple, you say it's made of 8 elements, and wheat is made up of 8 plus 18 other elements, total 28, so 8 plus whatever. This embodiment is made of 28 elements. This is made of 8 elements. The difference between this matter and this matter is we have the matter that is called clung to matter. And the matter that we are made of consists of the matter that is clung to because of the karmic phenomenon. And we'll get into that to answer your question.
So about plant life? They don't have karma?
Again, it's a hierarchy. So apple compared to the tree of apple, compared to the one who's sitting under the tree of apple, or the bird sitting on the tree of apple. It's a hierarchy of life. So the bird that is sitting on the tree of apple has clung to matter compared to the apple of the tree. And we'll get into that. It's a very fascinating journey. What's the difference between a karmic matter versus non-karmic matter and things like that. So, in short, you are definitely distinct from the apple, not different.
That makes you one, but once you start thinking that, you know, I have these senses, and that gives you ego.
Ego.
I'm separate.
Sense of separation, yeah. The whole aim is to realize that we are distinct but not different. The point is to understand that we can be an individual and the infinite at the same time. Yeah. That's the point. we are so overwhelmed by individuality that we forget our infinite nature. You see? So, and that's what is called going beyond materialism and anti-materialism. You know? The anti-materialists say that there is no individual, there is only the infinite, and the materialism says that there is individualism, you know. Everything is different. And here what we are trying to learn is that we can be individual at the same time infinite. And not only using intellect, but also intuition. And that's why we give so much importance to experiencing. Through experience, understand that there is individuality as well as universality, you know. Experientially we learned today, what is this made of? I'm made of the same thing. Mother Earth made of the same thing. You know? Slowly the perception builds up of universality, oneness.